USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, then another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district in Dayton. All four were the scenes of shootings within the last week, the events that together left 34 people dead and at least 50 wounded. El Paso sits up the border of Texas and New Mexico, and it's also the hometown of presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
In a democracy, this is not the decision of one person. It is on every single one of us to make this right. To the people of El Paso, any of you who are here today or who are out there right now, we are thinking about you, and we want to make this better going forward.
Police arrested the gunman, a 21-year-old, from a suburb of Dallas more than 650 miles away. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. Police in Dayton said 16 people were also injured in the incident, and the suspect is dead. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fractured his shoulder this afternoon after falling in his Kentucky home. This morning, Leader McConnell tripped at home just outside his patio and suffered a fractured shoulder, according to David Popp, McConnell's communication director. He has been treated and released and is now working from his home in Louisville. McConnell's injury comes as Democrats demand that he reconvenes the Senate to pass gun control legislation after a pair of mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton over the weekend left 29 people dead. Popp added that McConnell had spoken to Republican Senator John Conron of Texas and Bob Portman of Ohio to convey his condolences for the deadly shootings in their states. Authorities in Indian-controlled Kashmir imposed an indefinite security lockdown as tensions continue to soar along the volatile, highly militarized frontier between India and Pakistan in the disputed Himalayan region following India's massive troop buildup and ordering thousands of visitors out of the region. On your Sunday, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All children in the nation's largest detention center for migrant children have been relocated with the upcoming tropical wave on the radar in South Florida. USA's Wendy King has details.
Children who remained in the center at Homestead were picked up in vans early on Saturday morning. Two federal sources told the Miami Herald that the children moved are not coming back to Homestead, and for this reason, they will have massive layoffs. About 4,000 employees are expected to lose their jobs. The facility had to narrow its population to abide by safety regulation and reduce that by at least 700 to evacuate for a tropical storm or hurricane. Many of the children were reunited with their families during the effort to downsize, but hundreds still lack sponsors and will age out of the system. Once an unaccompanied minor turns 18, they are handcuffed and shackled and booked into an adult U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility. Attorneys say the facility failed to comply with the rules about federal government care for unaccompanied migrant children. They say they were harmed by lengthy detention at Homestead and were subject to prison-like rules. They feared breaking the rules, such as taking a long shower or even hugging or touching their own siblings or not finishing their meal would hurt their chances of being reunited with their loved ones. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.